I want you to know I'm just a sojourner. I'm just passing through. And while I'm passing through today, I'm trying to let you know that when you look at that woe, you don't need to look and say, oh, woe is me. The devil is loose. Yeah, there's a devil loose. That's why we got crime. That's why we got disease. That's why we got the government we got that's making the laws we have, because there's a devil loose. But I'm not going to say woe is me, because that woe is not to me, because he said to the inhabitants, those that permanently dwell here, I want you to know that this is not my permanent dwelling. But I heard Jesus say, I go to prepare a place for you. Oh, come on and say it. He said, I go to prepare a place in my Father's house. There are many mansions. Oh, y'all sleep on me today? Well, let me get through the end of this. He said to the inhabitants, and that blessed my soul to know that he said to the inhabitants, you better watch out because the devil is mad. But look at what he says. There's a deadline. He got a little bit of time to reap havoc on the earth. But I'm so glad that he said the inhabitants of the earth, because I'm not an inhabitor. I made you wait long enough. But I'm an inheritor. Preach anyway. Somebody here realize today that I'm an inheritor. I'm not an inhabitor. Come on and say yes. What are you talking about, preacher? Can I get somebody to just wait just a minute while I read a scripture to you in Ephesians chapter 2? Oh, come on and say amen. Oh, come on and say hallelujah. Verse number 6, it says, and hath raised us up together and made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And so that's why he said you can rejoice in the heavens, because I'm sitting there in Christ Jesus. What you're seeing here is really not me. Oh, come on and say hallelujah, because where I am, Jesus said you can be also. Do I have anybody?
We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries of Natchitoches, Louisiana. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. Our church is located 1401 Welch Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana 71411. Again, Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support.
You are listening to the very best of community radio, presenting the gospel at 88.1. This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria, Louisiana.
Welcome to the Movement of Christ Worldwide Ministers Broadcast, brought to you by the Greater King David Baptist Church, pastored by Dr. John E. Montgomery II, one church ministering in two locations, 222 Blood Road and 7305 Harry Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you for your prayers and support of the ministry. Let us now join the broadcast already in progress.
Hope for all I
unchanging hand. Praise the Lord. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, now as we prepare our hearts to hear from you, speak so that each and every one of us may hear what you have to say to us through your word and through your spirit. And we pray, Lord God, that you would unstop deaf ears and give us clarity of sight to see in the spirit realm what you're teaching us today. And God, would be ever so careful to give you all praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' name we pray, and the people of God said amen. Amen. Turn your Bibles to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 13. When you get there, you shall find these words. Every man's work shall be made manifest. For the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire will try every man's work of what sort it is. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. You may be seated in God's presence. For just a little while, what does your work say about you? What does your work say about you? When it's all said and done, my brothers and sisters, your works are going to speak for you. They're going to declare your character. They're going to declare how much sincerity you placed in doing a job of excellence or not. They're going to declare how much of you was involved in the process of the workmanship, the craftsmanship. It's going to speak volumes about you. And even after you're long gone, your works will have your signature on them. One of the things that I love about this passage of Scripture, we back up to the 10th verse. And verse 10 is talking about, Paul here is talking about, by the grace of God, he's been given the privilege to be the master builder, to lay down both the proper and permanent foundation. And then he cautions men about how to build on that foundation. In verse 11, he goes on to make clear none other foundation can be laid than that that is laid. And it's talking about, needless to say, Jesus Christ. Verse 12 goes on to talk about if any man is going to build on that foundation. However, he classifies the levels by using materials that will share and show or showcase what level your work is on. In other words, he says yours is either going to be classified as the gold level, the silver level, the precious stone level, the wood level, the hay level, or the stubble level. And so he makes clear that you understand there will be a classification that your works will fit into. And then he goes on in verse 13 to declare what we read in your hearing. But in verse 14, he's making clear that if your works abide, if they continue, if they are sustained, if they're able to last, then you'll get your reward. Hallelujah to the Lamb. But verse 15 says, if they burn up, you will not get a reward. Your soul will be saved, but your reward will not be so. Now, listen at that, because when you realize that your works will determine your reward, your works, not what somebody says about you, not what somebody thinks about you, nobody, what nobody feels about you. This is going to have to do with your output.
what you do, what you share, what you give, how you demonstrate that that God has given to you to do. And so when you do your part, it is your part that God is going to judge you on. What's good about it is it doesn't matter if men don't like it, because men won't be judging. Somebody ought to say hallelujah. It doesn't matter if folk don't like you, don't like who you are, don't like your personality, don't like the way you do things. They ain't got nothing to do with this, because it has to do with you and your God. And your works are going to be, again, judged and thereby rewarded. So my brothers and sisters, it behooves us when we put our hands to do anything for the Lord that we think it through. I'm not doing this for man. I might be doing it to man, but I'm doing it for God and for myself. I'm doing it for his glory and my good. So I need to know when man acts a fool because I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing and he don't like it, don't care about it, whatever the case is, I have got to overlook him. Because in the end, he won't be judging my works. God will. And listen at this. Not only will he not be judging, but he will not be handing out my reward. And so when you begin to think about this thing through, that's how the enemy works on us, makes us miss the blessings God has for us, because we miss the reality that in the end, we will be rewarded for what we do. See, so when you were in a church fellowship and you sit in the pews and you hide among the crowd and you don't do your part, you think you're getting by, you think you're getting away, because God has called you to do something, but nobody knows what he's called you to do, so you act like he ain't called you to do nothing. And so you sit there and you hide and you mingle in, but yet you don't stand out to do what God's called you to do, but payday is coming. And when you turn in your timesheet and your work is examined, that would be two problems. One, with your timesheet. And two, with your workmanship. Because if you can't point to the work that's yours, which God already knows, then you got a problem. How can you be paid for what you didn't do? I'm trying to make it simple and plain and as effective as I possibly can to help us understand that we've not been brought into the kingdom to sit. But we've been brought into the kingdom to serve. Now the problem is some of us have gotten edification and entertainment confused. You come here thinking you're to be entertained by the preacher, entertained by the choir, entertained by the goings-ons. But that ain't what you're here for. Listen, to come here together to fellowship, to worship God, is for edification. For God's glorification. And so when you come here and get what you need, then you're equipping yourself to go out and serve. You come here and get filled. This is the filling station. That's what they used to call it back in the day. The filling station. I'm going to the filling station. And every now and then you couldn't even fill up, just give me $2 or $3 worth. But it was enough to keep you and help you go on a little bit further. Help you to go another day or two till payday or till help come. Y'all not hearing me yet. Every now and then, even when you come, you can't get filled up, but you get a little bit enough to help you go on a little bit further.
Now listen at this, because I want you to see this again in the text. The word simply says, every man's work shall be made manifest. Shall. That's an absolute. Every man's work shall be made manifest. It's going to be made clear, plain, brought into view. But what's interesting about these words in this text, all of them, from manifest to declare to reveal, all again include in their definition the word manifest. Now, while they have different and subtle differences, what it's all really saying is, whatever you do will be discovered. Well, every man's work shall be made manifest. All right? Well, it's going to materialize in the end. It's going to be seen, observed, viewed. Then it goes on to say, for the day shall declare it. Now, what day is that? Judgment Day. When your works will be judged, it is that day that it's going to declare what you've got. Whether you're in the gold class, the silver class, the precious stone class, the wood class, the hay class, or the stubble class. That day is going to determine what kind of work you've been doing. Now, here's the interesting thing. It says, for the day shall declare it. Now, when it declare it, it's going to speak it. And when it's spoken, then it can't be changed. See, on Judgment Day, you can't change your classification. You can't go from stubble to hay, from hay to wood, from wood to precious stones, from precious stones to silver, and from silver to gold. You can't change what you've done. Because when the day declare it, it's over. You can't change it. It's like when you're taking a test and you have a certain amount of time. And when the buzzer goes off, the teacher say, now put your pencil down. And yet you find somebody try to turn the eraser around and erase by to change the answer. And it's no, it's over. You can't change it. Because once the day declares it, listen, that's what you're going to be judged on. Now the word says, because it shall be revealed by fire. Now, here it is. You have six areas that are laid out. The day declares, put this in the hay stubble classification. That goes in the hay bin. Put this in the stubble bin. Put this in the gold bin. Put this in the precious stone bin. Put this in. And so now the day has declared where they go. Now, here is the thing. It doesn't matter whether it's stubble or whether it's hay, here is the bottom line. Fire is going to be set to all of it. See, the gold class don't get to escape the fire. Just like the stubble class don't get to escape the fire. All classes have to go through. It shall be revealed by fire. Now, what I want you to understand is fire puts the ending judgment to what the day has declared. See, in other words, God has a check system in place. Just in case the day missed it, the fire will confirm it. In other words, on the day that the day declares your work, whatever it is, let's say the day had a bad day. Because see, you got to understand what I love about this is the fire, and this is important to understand, because the classification not only stipulates what it is, but it also breaks it down into quality. So what are you talking about? Well, the day declares that it's gold. But the fire reveals whether it's 24 karat gold, 18 karat gold, 14 karat gold, 10 karat gold, or gold plated. Y'all ain't hearing me yet. The fire shows you what kind of gold it really is. Because you got some gold that's gold, but it ain't all gold. Are y'all hearing me here? You look at some of you got some gold rings on and it shines like it's real gold. But if it went through the fire, yeah. The gold plate will survive the fire, but the rest of that ring won't. The plating will. So it describes the quality of the work. Are y'all with me here? Because I need you to understand this now. That's why the fire shall reveal it. The fire shall reveal it. And it, the fire, shall try every man's work of what sort it is. And actually, that sort has to do with just what I explained in that level of making it clear. That sort means it literally sorts it out to its proper category. You might look like you got it going on, but the fire reveals if you really do. See, everybody say they are saved. Everybody say they're going to heaven. Everybody say they are Christian, but what do their actions show? See, and so the record says when you've been tried by the fire. And see, I need you to know, no matter what you're made of, what your works say you are, you're going through the fire. You're going to be tried regardless. You need to get that in your head. You're going to be tried. Listen, and if you survive, abide, continue, then you will be rewarded. God says, now it's time to reward you. When? After you've been tried. Don't think God's going to pay you before you've been tried. He ain't buying no fool's gold. He going to leave that with the fool. He wants real, pure. That has gone through and come out. See, a whole lot of us go through, but not many of us come out the way God wants us to. So it's in the coming out process that God says, now you're what I want you to be. Listen at this. And so when you are again proven and confirmed to be real. See, thank God. See, a whole lot of us play in church on Sundays. But we ain't worth the costumes we put on. And the fire is going to reveal it. Y'all can get quiet if you want to, but that's the truth. And see, it is until we come to the reality that God knows us and then God is going to try us in the fire. So it behooves us to quit the playing and get serious about what God has got for us, because time is running out and he's given us warning after warning after warning for us to wake up and do what he's called us to do. Because when time that has been won't be no more, there's nothing you can do to change what the outcome is. And so then when we are tried, then we are rewarded. But verse 15 is my point of concern for us. But if our works are burned up, what qualifies our works to be burned? I'm glad you asked. In order to have works that are categorized as wood, hay, and stubble, it suggests that there are three things that are at play, and I want you to hear me. You, the worker, must be trifle, which produces trifling. If you're a trifle or trife, you will be engaged in trifling stuff. Now, when you do trifling stuff, it is most times to fool folk.
All right.
It has no real integrity in it. It has no real craftsmanship. It's all facades. It's makeups. It's put-ons. It's masquerades. You look good on the outside, but you're messed all up on the inside. And so your works will be filled with doing trifling things and thinking that you are getting over on somebody. Now, men may be impressed by your trifleness because you're dealing with a spirit of trifleness. And so if you're trifling and the person you are hanging out with is trifling, then y'all will agree on trifling stuff. And can compliment each other on the trifling stuff and support one another in the trifling doings and the trifling deeds. But that's only one part of it. Even if it isn't trifling, the works that will be burned, they're trivial. Trivial. What do you mean trivial? They are usually reserved for the temporary. They are of so little value and of so little eternal consequences that they're only good for here and now, not for eternity. And see, if we are so earthly minded that we're no heavenly good, then everything we do is trivial. Because sooner or later we will die. And when we die, everything that was worth anything will die with us because it cannot be transported to the other side. Because it was too trivial. And then thirdly, that causes our works to burn is that's thoughtless. Thoughtless. You see, when you engage in thoughtless work, and that's why I tell folk from your, soul to the works that God calls you to do, listen, you be led by the Spirit of God and you think about it. Don't do it just because it's something you feel like doing, you want to do, it looks good to do, you like that. No. It has to be connected with far more than that. You've got to think of the outcome. When this is all over, what will this mean for me? What will it mean for my work for Christ? What will it mean for helping the kingdom? What will it mean for me doing my part? And so when you begin to think this thing through, then you begin to realize, wait a minute, I want to do what matters the most. Nobody knows how much time we have. And thoughtfulness helps us to do the best that we can. Thoughtlessness helps us do anything and think it's all right.